Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Hello.
Sleep, babe, sleep. I wish they'd come back.
Well, he's dead.
Well, I know, but can't we get a fake Michael Hutchins? He's so good.
They tried that years ago. Do you guys remember that? They had
so stupid. It was a reality show.
It was a reality show where they found the next Michael Hutchins who was going to lead INXS. I believe they recorded one record, went on tour, but it's kind of like, no offense to the new Journey, there's no Steve Perry.
Were they hoping that he would be the band's new sensation?
Wow.
Get the hell out of here.
Get out.
So great to be with you on a Monday.
You didn't even get through the first 2 minutes.
You're welcome.
How was your weekend?
Incredibly relaxing.
Good.
A lot of football. Maya came back home. And so I took her shopping at Hy-Vee, shameless plug, and bought her a bunch of groceries, and then...
Did you take her shopping during the Chiefs game? Because, boy, did you not miss a thing.
I was going to say, you said relaxing and then football.
Oh,
football
man.
Was just about the only thing that made my weekend not relaxing.
Steelers won. Again.
Yeah, is it true that we now need to sort of...
Win out?
We need to now sort of figure this out.
Well, no, we don't need to win out. We can lose one more.
There's seven more!
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there are entire people listening in this town that have never walked this earth not knowing what it's like to not go to the playoffs.
Almost half of a generation.
Like, everyone in their 20s listening just thinks that this is how the world is, and then here we are, and it's...
I don't know if that's true.
As we learn, all good things come to an end.
I know, but this... I would prefer it not come to an end in 2025, 2026, Dan.
Now, I said on Friday that I still have complete and full faith that we will make it to the playoffs, and quite frankly, faith that we will make it to the big game.
Oh.
That faith is still present, but a whole lot weaker than it was 3 days ago.
What?
You are very optimistic, Sam, and I applaud your optimism.
You think the Chiefs are going to make the Super Bowl?
You remember when we went 9-5 a couple of years ago and ended the season 11-6? What did we do?
I don't know.
Took home the big trophy, baby.
Mm-hmm. Okay, first of all, you don't play for the team, so it's not we. It's they.
It's Kansas City.
I understand.
See, anyway. I love the team that I have grown up with from birth. So it is we.
Well, but we have all suffered a really lot longer than you did, Sam, because you, as in we, were not on this earth anywhere near the amount of time that we, as in we, were.
You weren't here for the Todd Blackledge era.
Oh, gosh. That's not even his name. No. The guy that thought he was being spied on?
No. Todd Blackledge is the quarterback.
Oh, sorry.
In the late 80s.
I was gonna say, usually I know football, but we did not have a coach named Todd Black. Who's the guy that I thought he was being spied on? Remember?
Yeah.
Anyway, did you finish my run?
It's really good. It's really good.
For those of you who missed it late last week, and I think it's the number one or two watched thing on stream right now, about the assassination of President Garfield. You've got a while to see it. It's going to be around a while because it's so popular. Run, do not walk.
It's really good.
Death by lightning. Mm-hmm. And you finally finished it.
Yeah, we did. We finished it on Friday night.
Good.
It's very good.
Good.
The guy you're thinking of is
Todd Haley.
Haley.
Todd Haley.
I almost said Haley.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I was like, you know, he looked like he hadn't shaved in a while. Looked like the Miami Dolphins coach about year four. Stressed out. Wild-eyed.
Which, by the way, he secured himself another season over the weekend.
Yes.
By the way,
saw that coming.
Andy Reid has now coached the Chiefs as long as Hank Stram.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Rephrase, Hank Stram coached 15 years, three when they were the Dallas Texans, and then 12 as the Kansas City Chiefs.
Text line, I don't need a drug test. I just have faith in my boys, okay?
I don't need a drug test.
I can imagine the question they asked you.
Yeah, that's exactly what they asked him. That's what they asked him. Coming up on the program today, I think one of the most controversial topics, because three of us on the program have children well into adulthood now. One of us on the program does not. And do you think employees are treated differently based on their child or childless status?
Probably.
Because yes. Even I, as a breeder with now four adult children, think that there is some difference in the way employees are treated.
Hmm. Like if you do not have children, then you're more usable on holidays.
Why wouldn't you work on Christmas? You don't have kids.
Well, but I have parents. I have brothers and sisters. I have nieces and nephews and cousins.
So I have
myself.
You have yourself.
Right.
You could celebrate your religion on your own. Absolutely. But I had a colleague down at Channel 5 who was childless for many years. She ended up much later in life having a son. And for years, she would bark about this because she chose to be childless for her, you know, working life until she was probably 35. Okay. And she would always say, do not come to me and ask me to trade days off because you have children and think I'm going to be here to listen to that. And there is now a lawsuit because a woman who says she worked 8 holidays in a row.
The same holiday?
Christmas. Worked 8 Christmases in a row.
It's Christmas, but yeah.
That would be 8 years.
Finally got a Christmas off. And then it was rescinded because one of her younger employees just had a baby. We will be talking about that on the program today.
Well, what does the employee handbook say?
Sometimes, Dan, the employee handbook does not cover life. You would agree.
Mm-hmm.
Would the employee handbook get into details about whether or not you have a child or not?
I don't think so.
It will get into details about whether or not you've been denied holiday vacation over the last 8 years and you're finally granted it and all of a sudden, nope, never mind.
You know, and there are certain industries, you know it if you work it, that it doesn't matter if it's Christmas you're working. News.
TV, radio.
Healthcare.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Public safety.
Law enforcement, yep.
Unless you're seasoned and experienced.
Military.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
Here's one. Gas station attendants. Gas stations do not close on Christmas Day.
Does QT not close on the holidays?
QT never closes.
You can't.
QT only closes if there's a tornado within like 5 miles.
Is that a fact?
Yep.
Gas is a necessity.
You can still get gas without an attendant.
Yeah, but I don't think if it's a mom and pop gas station, they might close down. I don't think any of the conglomerates shut down.
Who's going to load that taquito rolling machine?
Well, that's a good point.
If those companies are as awesome as they could be, they would offer a massive pay bump on those days, like one particular amazing company with 2 letters in their name might.
Dan, I will ask you, did this happen to you over the years because of religious differences? That's the other thing. I have friends who are Jewish who would say, look, everyone would always come to me, or I would agree. I would offer, like, I'll work Christmas, but I would like
But you give me
Hanukkah off.
Hanukkah
I would
off,
like,
yeah.
you know, well, Ramadan or whatever.
How many days is Hanukkah?
Well, Hanukkah lasts 8 amazing nights.
Yes, it does.
That's right.
Yeah.
But is there one night in particular that is more important than the others?
No. But if you want Rosh Hashanah off, like, I think as a manager, you should say, you know, that date is just as important for, and whatever your religion is, not just the Jewish faith.
For most, I mean, that's like a random Wednesday.
Yeah.
What is?
Or
sometimes Christmas is a random Wednesday.
But for Christmas, back when I was in TV and when there were a lot more people around on the staff, I would always offer to work on Christmas so that others could have the
day off. But would you then say, but I want Hanukkah, a certain day of Hanukkah off?
I would have, Dan.
Well, I mean, because, I mean...
I want all eight!
Damn right! I'm taking a week off! Huh. 913-586-7798. We'll get to the story here in just a moment. If you are in the office and you are childless, are you more usable on Christmas or on Thanksgiving Day? You don't have family to go with. You don't have to get up early in the morning and unwrap the presents because you don't have a kid.
Up all night putting that bike together.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So the nurse in question works in the ICU. And for those of you in healthcare, you know that healthcare period does not take a holiday off. Certainly those of you who work in the ICU know there is no day off.
She claims that over the last 6 years, she has covered every Thanksgiving, every Christmas Eve, every Christmas and every New Year's shift. Quoting here from this ICU nurse, "It was no big deal to work all these holidays because I do not have an immediate family. My parents and siblings have jobs in retail and public safety, which require them to work the holidays as well, so we traditionally celebrate the holidays several days after the actual holiday. This year, however, was supposed to be different. Her parents had retired and wanted to take a long family trip to Europe to visit relatives and experience the Christmas holiday together."
In July, she requested the week of Christmas off. And it was approved. That's important for the purpose of this conversation. She asked. Her boss said, absolutely, you've worked the last six Christmases. You can have this time off.
So did her brother and his wife.
Yep.
And her sister and her husband.
Fast forward to the last week of October. Boss calls her in and says, we're going to have to rescind that Christmas vacation because a coworker had a baby a few months ago and needs the time off to celebrate baby's first Christmas.
Oh, heck no.
Sam, I'm telling
you. Negative, Ghost Rider.
It is beyond the pale. They didn't just deny her Christmas vacation request. They rescinded it.
From the text line, single people with no dependents have it the hardest. They pay more in taxes, and people think just because they don't have kids, it doesn't mean I don't want to enjoy my life or the holidays.
913-586-7798, Sterling in Platte City. Hello, Sterling.
Hey, I'm going to reiterate that last sentence that was said. Just because I'm single doesn't mean that I don't want to, enjoy the holidays. There's two industries I've worked in that just really messed with this. One was the bar. I was, a bartender, and they wanted us to work holidays. The casino is a big one. The casino, there's no such thing as a holiday.
Oh, yeah.
At the casino, there was one year. Over the years, they kept saying, you'll get Christmas off when it's your turn to get it off, when it's your normal days off and it happens to fall on your day off, then you'll get Christmas off. And so one year that I'd been waiting for years for Christmas to fall on my day off, and the scheduler came to me. This is when I'm in the casino. She said, now, She says, I need you to come in on Christmas Day. You tell me what time is good for you to come in. You want to come in early? You want to come in late? And I looked at her and I said, look, I said, I've been waiting for years just to get Christmas off. You go, everybody's always said, you know, you wait till it's your day. And she said, well, we really need you to come in. And I said, I'll tell you what, you figure out what time is going to be a good time for you to cover my shift. Because I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to be here. And her face turned really red. And to put throw gas on the fire, I think it was the next year, they had me come in on a holiday. It was my day off. It was my day off, and they had me come in on a holiday. I can't remember exactly which one it was, Christmas, Thanksgiving, whatever. Okay. And so they came around to me, and they said, okay, you need to go send so-and-so home, Joe Blow, because he's on the early out list. And I said, no, wait a minute. I said, is Joe Blow, is he on, is this his normal day off? And they said, no. And I said, well, this is my normal day off. What sense does that make? For make me go send somebody home early that wants to have the day off that this isn't their day off.
Bar, yeah. And casino.
Are casinos open on Christmas?
Oh, yes, they are.
Do they ever close?
I do not believe so, Scott.
Nothing says I want to worship the Lord like
correct.
Dropping
yes.
quarters in a slot machine.
Oxygen tank in one hand, cigarette in the other.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank Praise you. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
This happened to me at my first job.
It did?
I worked all of the holidays my first year. The second year, I asked like 2.5 months in advance for the week of Thanksgiving off. And a week before, so I was set to go down to Texas to visit my girlfriend at the time's family. A week later, it was a Monday. I was supposed to go down to Texas a week later. They told me, well, sorry, you're going to have to work all week next week. And I said, well, with that, you know, I'd like to let you know that this week will be my last week here at this fine establishment. And that did not go well. Let's just say that that was my last day at that establishment because they told me that I had to work. And I said, I don't have to do anything.
That's exactly right.
And I walked out the door and the manager followed me and yelled at me in the middle of the store and was like, you are going to regret quitting your first job like
oh,
this.
Good
and
I
was
Lord. Like, you're like, no, I'm not.
Now, sir, please go back into your office. Have a nice day.
A couple of people coming to the defense of the woman with the new baby, just a couple. And then there's this person who wrote, I would not feel guilty one bit that you have quit. Your time isn't any less valuable simply because you don't have children. Also, a new baby ain't going to remember Christmas anyway.
That's exactly right.
That is a fact.
The new baby doesn't know if you're doing Christmas on December 24th, December 25th.
Or at all.
Or the 20th. That's exactly right. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Shauna in Pleasant Hill. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
So I was a nurse manager at a large metropolitan hospital for many years. And we had a policy that the nursing staff had to work one like fall, winter, and one spring, summer holiday. So basically Christmas, Thanksgiving, or New Year's.
4th of July or something. You had to pick.
4th of July, right. And so that was the policy that they had to stick to that policy. The caveat of that was that if you were scheduled for, say, Christmas, and you could get one of your coworkers to work that for you, you met your holiday obligation. So if I was a young, childless, and somebody came to me and said, oh, it's my grandson's first Christmas and I don't want to miss it. Can you please work Christmas for me? And they would feel really guilty and bad. And so they'd say, okay, sure, I'll do it. And you could talk somebody into doing that every stinking year. Then you met your obligation and you were following the policy.
Oh, wow.
So you had no say. I mean, and lawsuit-wise, They were within the boundaries of the policy. Now, it's been a minute. I don't know if there's been a change in that. I do know that they still are obligated to work one each holiday. But
you're really not, Shauna. So, you're really not if you can find someone to cover for you, right?
Absolutely. No, you are not meeting it. I had a nurse one time that literally could sing the blues better than any I had ever heard. And, you know, and if for some reason she couldn't get somebody to work for her that holiday, then she would fall down and get hurt and so couldn't come in, or was he vomiting and so couldn't come in. And of course, if she, you know, was sick, I couldn't prove she wasn't, and she only needed a doctor's excuse if she missed three or more 12-hour shifts. So there's a lot of manipulation that goes on
behind there. Behind the scenes,
yep. Healthcare, right, and healthcare is the number one place that it happens. Hmm. I never rescinded anybody's vacation. I never did that. But if they could cover, I didn't have any. There was nothing I could do about it.
All right, let me stop there. Do appreciate the call, Shauna. Thank you for it. Before we get to break, and we have some open lines if you want them, 913-586-7798. I get law enforcement, public safety.
Sure.
Healthcare, of course. I've always thought it a little bit presumptuous that the news media thinks that we have to deliver the news on Thanksgiving night or on Christmas morning.
And a good time was had by all.
Nobody is watching or listening to the news on the holidays.
But what if there's breaking news, Scott?
Then you make an exception. You call some people in. We've got breaking news. But more often than not, and you know this better than anybody. Yeah.
Play a Charlie Brown Christmas and let's go home.
You'll actually get more viewers. Yeah. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
By the way,
that sounds stern.
I stopped by the old QT today to get my cup of coffee.
Best place to do it.
It really is. I love the new coffee bar.
Nitro.
And I was in there, two days ago getting the same coffee, and I got a Powerball ticket or a Mega Millions ticket, whatever it was that was up something crazy.
You got the wrong one.
And then I get the notification over the weekend that one person won that thing.
Well, good for them.
No, that's too much money. That should be illegal.
I say good for them.
One,
if it were me, I wouldn't want it to be illegal. What,
you guys, one person.
If you won it, you wouldn't.
Won almost $1 billion. 35 miles southwest of Atlanta, by the way. And all weekend I was like, was I in Georgia last week? And I forgot. Like, I actually was wondering, did I go to Georgia? I think I went to Georgia.
You did not.
I don't think you did either.
I did not. I also didn't buy a ticket.
Person, and they bought it at a Publix grocery store.
So I bought a ticket because somebody else in the office had talked about buying a ticket and didn't know what to do. And so I offered to buy them a couple of tickets. Oh, and since I was there, I bought a couple of tickets. And it was really funny because I walked in today and I popped my head into their office and I was like, well, you didn't win the big prize, but you might have won a couple of bucks. And he goes, well, how do we know? I was like, well, I forgot them at home, but tomorrow I'll go and scan them and I'll let you know. And I sent him a picture of his ticket so that he would know, you know, since I bought two separate tickets, I'm like, okay, this one's yours. So if it's the big winner, there was no argument or whatever, right? And so I was like, well, let's pull up the picture of your tickets and look at the numbers. And we go through it. We're like, no. Oh, look at that. Out of two tickets, which is, you know, 10 total options, you got zero numbers. Congratulations.
Why do you not want somebody to have $1 billion?
Well, I do. But like, I just feel like it could go to 10 different people. And maybe that would be better to spread the love around.
Where's the outrage when Elon Musk is about to become the world's first trillionaire?
Well,
or Bezos or Trump or all these other people who are worth billions of dollars.
By the way, the $989 million isn't even $989
million. No.
The winner will take home a measly $240 million after taxes.
How will they make it by?
If they opt for the lump sum.
My heart hurts for them.
It's about $17 million a year.
$240 million when you won $900?
Yes, isn't that crazy? Because they take some out for taking the lump sum.
Right.
Taxes half, right?
What are they going to eat tomorrow? I mean, they're good for the day.
And you only have 180 days to come forward with that ticket, by the way.
How do we even have a national debt?
I agree. With all those people buying those tickets.
There's a drawing every other day, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many lotteries are there?
A lot.
Listen, I've been at Murphy's gas station down the street from my house while the guy's like, hey, I'll take a 3 of number 5. Give me 2 of 20.
Well, you're talking scratchers. That's a whole different ball game.
I know. But it's all still lottery, and the government still takes a chunk. I mean, I've literally been behind that guy, and he whips out a quarter from his pocket And he starts scratching him right there in front of the attendant.
Don't you just want it to be someone who's a nice person? Like, maybe,
you don't know that this person's not a nice person.
I don't mean, like, poor and struggling, but, like, of course, that would be lovely. But not someone who's, like, 65 and has a $10 million retirement fund. I want this to be somebody, like...
So are we going to means test people?
Every single day of their life.
So before you buy a lottery ticket, I need to see your 401k. What is your Social Security?
Yes, are you charitable-minded?
Worked the last 8 Christmases.
Yes, worked the last 8 Christmases.
Ma'am, I need you to step to the side of the counter. We're going to do a quick interview.
Yes. Would love it if they were in public safety of some sort. Yeah, I want it to be a good story.
What about the military?
Military would be great.
Maybe a teacher?
I would love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if they were a CEO of a Fortune 500 company?
Oh, then everyone's just going to roll their eyes and go, really?
I do that. Anytime there's a winner in California or like Connecticut or New York, I look to see where the gas station was because I'm going to be very upset if it's like downtown Silicon Valley.
Sort of. Unless they lost everything.
Well, that was their own fault.
A lot of people out west lost everything.
John in Belton. John, what's up?
Hey, now.
Hi.
When I worked for money. And when we got holidays, I worked for double money.
Mm-hmm.
So and I had 3 kids. I mean, they had Christmas all year. Anytime they wanted something, I'd buy them. So I don't know what the big deal is. I mean, if you didn't get paid, I can understand. But go ahead, Dana, say something. You always interrupt. Go ahead.
Wow. That was unnecessary.
I was going to say, John, after you were finished with your point, that I had been waiting for someone to bring up that point, that especially bartending in the service industry, you work, you make money. You don't work, you do not. And way back when I was waiting tables, there were people that would clamor to work the holidays because they said that's where you make all your money.
But see, here's what I've never understood. And I refuse to participate. People, and I know that I'm going to ruffle some feathers here, maybe even yours. I don't understand why people go to the movie theater on Thanksgiving or Christmas Day. I don't understand why people go out to eat on Thanksgiving or Christmas Day. Now, granted, maybe the workers might say, hey, Scott, shut your mouth. We like working those days. That's where we make a lot of money. Okay. I mean, don't they deserve the day off too?
I mean, if you're a bartender working around Thanksgiving, the night that you want to work is the night before Thanksgiving. Sure, you don't get to get up and hang out with the family and do all that fun stuff because you were at work until 3:30 in the morning, but you just made a month's salary in one night.
Yep.
What is it about the night before Thanksgiving? And it's usually young people coming home from college where they head out to the bars on the night before Thanksgiving. I don't get it.
Drunkest day of the year. It's because everybody's back in town. Like, we'll go out to our favorite watering hole, not for a very long time because it's incredibly overwhelming, but I'll run into, like, my entire grade school.
It is packed.
Really?
The night before Thanksgiving. Yes.
Huh.
Yes.
By the way, speaking of bars.
Mm-hmm.
You guys seen this story?
Ready to get your drink on?
Entrepreneurs want to tap into all the potential business they can when an estimated 650,000 visitors descend on Kansas City for the World Cup, according to Jim Reedy, detailing plans for a temporary expansion of alcohol sales in Kansas City, Missouri, to accommodate a global audience in June and July of next year. The move is more of a stress test than a free-for-all, a way to understand how far the city can stretch its nightlife infrastructure without losing control, according to Reedy, who is manager of Kansas City's Regulated Industries Division. So hear me out. From June 11th through July 19th, so a month and a week, bars and restaurants in Missouri that are licensed to serve alcohol will be allowed to serve from 6 a.m.
I know.
Until 5 a.m. the next day. A 1 hour window from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. every day to what? Restock?
There will be no drinking or no dancing from 5 to 6 a.m.
Under a statewide exemption that was passed in anticipation of the FIFA World Cup, the unprecedented move, regulators say, target sales to fans, especially out-of-town visitors. This next sentence I disagree with. Who might venture into local businesses hoping to watch live broadcasts from other host cities in wildly different time zones.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought. They're opening overnight and all night because people are coming in from all over the world.
I understand, but they said from wildly different time zones. We are in the central time zone.
Uh-huh.
There is, so let's say we reopen the bars every morning at 6 a.m.
Right.
So people can watch the games in, quote, wildly different time zones. That would mean that a game would have to start on the East Coast at 7 a.m.
Uh-huh.
That's not going to happen. That would also mean that a game on the West Coast would have to start at 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to happen.
Well, you remember the Chiefs had to deal with all that jet lag from going down to Brazil.
I mean, just say what you're going to say is that people are going to come here from South America, from Europe, from Asia, from Africa.
Think they like to party.
And they want to drink. And they're highly unlikely to drive. They're probably going to take Uber. So they're a safe drinker. They're going to be irresponsible, but they're going to be safe about it.
You want to talk about making money. The Uber drivers are going to make a killing in this town.
Absolutely they are. But let's just call it what it is and drop the wildly different time zones.
Okay. I don't want to say who are they going to find to work from 2 in the morning to 5 in the morning, but that's, even if you are a bartender used to being up late, you're not used to serving people until 5 a.m.
I think the better question is, which bartender are you going to get to come in at 6 a.m.?
I would agree with that. And it's not like they have to stay open from 6 to 5. They're just now given the opportunity, which was my experience when I was in Europe. Bars didn't close.
Do they really not close over there at all?
When I was in Bulgaria, the way that it worked, and I even asked a guy because it was like 4 a.m. one night and we were still out having a good time. And I asked the guy, I was like, do you guys ever close? And he's like, not until the people go home. And it was packed at 4 a.m.
Earl, it is time to go.
Earl's got his head down on the counter. He hasn't seen sobriety
this is not
in
a
about
hotel,
20
Earl.
Years. 913-586-7798-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So apparently from June 11th through July 19th of next year, bars and restaurants across Missouri that are licensed to serve alcohol, this is for the FIFA World Cup, will be allowed to serve from 6 a.m. until 5 a.m. the following day. They're going to take 1 hour off to restock.
But who decided years ago, Scott, that some bars would be open until 2 a.m. and then some, if you're really out late and you know where they are open for one final until 3 a.m.?
We still have a couple in Kansas City that have special grandfathered in licenses,
oh, yeah.
Don't we?
3 a.m., let's go. Oh,
it
yes.
It might even be later than 3 for a couple of them. I don't want to speak out of turn because I don't remember exactly.
If you're young, you know where to go after 2, and yeah. You know nothing good happens after midnight, according to my mother.
The phone never rings with good news before 8 a.m. or after 8 p.m. Never. Mark Turman. What's up, brother?
Hey, how are you guys?
What are you doing?
Hey, well, listening to this, this is actually, you brought up an idea. I'm glad they're finally doing it. when I was on the PD, I proposed this 20-some years ago for the department because we were dealing with such issues with the bars dumping out at 1:30 and 3. And it causes such huge, as a huge demand for public service, police, fire, EMS, always has happened. And then you look at the major cities across the country that have bars opening all night long, and this dump, you don't have this massive demand for public services.
Oh.
You also have lower drinking because people don't feel this need. Okay, bars, time's up, get last round, get it, and everybody downs two or three drinks. And the studies years ago have shown that there's actually that the alcohol consumption, while steady, is less, and people are less intoxicated because they're not dumping the drinks. Additionally, and you guys are right, the bars in the 18th and Vine District, they can stay open until 6 a.m. They have been for years. It's been around for years, and they don't have any issues, some of the jazz clubs. So there's a ton of positive to this.
Wait a minute, Mark, hang on, rewind the tape for a minute.
Yeah.
Why are bars in the 18th and Vine District allowed to stay open later than others?
For the history of the city, we forget our jazz history.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is one of the center points of our city, is some of those bars are still some of the jazz havens in the country. So you'll go down there at 3 a.m. when people are just really starting to warm up, and you'll see famous people coming in to spend a couple sets. They bring in their instruments and they all play.
After the other bars shut down. Mark, it always amazes me the stuff that we learn on this program. It never would have occurred to me from a public safety standpoint. It makes a lot of sense to not have everybody flooding out onto the streets at the exact same time at closing time.
Absolutely. I think it's great. I hope it works out and everybody behaves, but that is something I had to fight during my whole career. And coming out at 3 a.m. and Westport's going nuts and Power and Light, and just getting, now people can just filter out whenever they're done and just call it a night. Then you also don't have a stretch for Ubers. You can get an Uber. You can get whatever ride you need. Everything just flows better. So I'm really looking forward to it. I think that's great.
Well, Mark, as a former captain in the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department, explain this to me. What would be the benefit? Why not just let them stay open 24 hours a day? Why would the bars have to close from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m.? Nobody's sobering up in 1 hour.
Correct. So the idea for the closure, Chicago does this, by the way, go to Rush Street. The idea for the closure is to clean it.
Oh.
And because you're going to have different things happen through the night, as we all know. So it gives the establishment time to clean and prepare, restock without the interference of customers.
Okay.
So there you go.
It's a great point. Thank you for it. I never thought that there would be someone calling in that would say, okay, think about it this way. And we go, oh, I guess, yeah.
Or here's another way to think it over. I'm a former member of law enforcement, and I want the bars open 23 hours a day.
You would never think that would be the case.
Mm-hmm. Hey, if you missed a segment, be sure to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Today is a very, do I use the word ominous here, anniversary. We will share that with you in just a moment. Here on Dana and Parks, 913-586-7798.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.